Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee here in Foley Square. It's Thursday, the 15th of September, and we're going to keep covering the U.S. versus Trevor Milton trial. It's quite a ride. Yesterday, there was a focus on a podcast that he did claiming that he had hydrogen stations. He and Nikola had hydrogen stations all over the country. Of course, it was totally false, and a woman named Elizabeth Fretheim shot it down. Now, overnight, there's been a fight about getting in more text messages from other Nikola employees saying, you know, Trevor said an untruth again. His lawyer, Brad Bondi of Cahill, has responded. We're about to read that, but things are kicking off. Now, yesterday, the reason I'm broadcasting from here rather than from the Pearl Street Steadicam is that yesterday, after court, Milton was on the corner with his Utah gang and then took off, flying south. Look, I'm going to rotate it. Shooting south toward the municipal building. I wondered, was he heading to the U.S. Attorney's Office? So I went over there. Turns out, no. And now it makes sense. Cahill is based on Old Slip, not far from here. Maybe they were cooking up their response to these text messages. In any event, the trial continues. We're covering it in every way possible. Straight news stories, live tweeting, some tales, and some extras on Patreon / Matthew Russell Lee. So check it out. Now, at the UN, yesterday there was no noon briefing, so we didn't put in questions about our new scoops about the Democratic Republic of the Congo sexual quid pro quo scandal of UN volunteers, but, and other things. But Antonio Guterres did his once-a-year sit-down press conference on his agenda, but he gave the longest answer in Portuguese. Nobody knew what he was saying. Maybe he's trying to set himself up to go back to Portugal and stay on the public dime. He's never been off the public dime. Maybe 1 year. Even as Secretary General, he's getting a Portuguese pension, which no other Portuguese official gets. Somehow it's the scam is that the UN doesn't exist or is immune from all laws. In any event, we put in questions and they're not answering them. And this is wrong. The UN takes public money and they must answer, particularly when they use that public money to force women from Uganda to have sex with UN officials. How high does it go? All I can tell you is very high. Intercity Press has applied to enter to cover Unga Week, and it must be ruled on. Okay, to be continued.